Like all Amish children of 10, Jeremiah Miller had known his share of sunrises. Morning chores had long since taken care of that. Every day brought the same duties. His grandfather had made it clear. Children were for working. Life was supposed to be hard. Generally for Jeremiah, it was. But lately Jeremiah had discovered something new and wonderful in his dawn chores. Something exhilarating. Also a bit frightening, because he suspected it was forbidden. It was so simple, he thought, who could object? If he arose before the others and slipped out quietly, he could be alone, drawn awake early by the allure of a solitary Ohio dawn. It had begun last winter. None of the other children had understood. After all, who would choose to be alone? So he kept it to himself now. Even Gross Daddy didn't know. It was Jeremiah Miller's little secret. At so young an age, he had already discovered that the dawn could give him a sense of identity separate from the others, and this was his first act of nonconformity. Among the May, that was considered evidence of pridefulness, and pride was surely the worst of sins. He worried that it could eventually brand him a rebel like his father. He dressed quietly in the clothes his grandmother had made, clothes that were identical to those of other Amish children. Long underwear and denim trousers with a broad fall flap, a light blue long sleeve shirt with no collar, a heavy denim jacket, suspenders, and a dark blue knit skullcap. If he escaped the house before the others awakened, Jeremiah Miller was free. In the barns before sunrise, only the Coleman lantern kept him company, hissing softly as he drifted among the animals, in and out of the stalls. In winter, there was the enchanting billowing steam his breath made in the crisp air, the delightful crunching of his boots in the snow. There was, especially, the peace and the solitude. And at only 10, Jeremiah Miller had come to reckon that dawn would always be his favorite part of the day. Today, late in May, it was nearing the end of a season still often raw and bleak, the usual for northern Ohio spring. Some days were almost entirely awash in gray. Yesterday, there had been only the barest hint of a sunrise, delicate shades of pink as he had worked alone at morning chores. Then an afternoon drizzle had developed into a steady, all-night rain as a storm front moved in off the Great Lake, 100 miles to the north. Jeremiah slipped out from under the quilts and sat, wrapped in his down comforter on the edge of the bed. He listened there a while for sounds of his family stirring. Hearing nothing, he drew the ornate quilt around his waist, eased lightly across the plain wooden floor to the window, pulled back the long purple curtains, and peered out. Yesterday's rain had slackened to a cold drizzle. He saw no hint of sunlight at his window, but as he was about to release the curtains, the headlights of a rare car flashed on the foggy lane in front of his house. He briefly thought it strange, and then, hitching up the comforter, he let the curtains go slack. He sat on the edge of the bed and pulled on his shirt and denim trousers. He glided down the hall, the wooden floor cooled beneath his stocking feet. He passed the other bedrooms carefully and crept down the stairs. He eased through the kitchen unerringly in the dark, lifted his jacket from its peg, pulled the heavy oak door open, and slipped through the storm door onto the back porch. There would be no supervisions on the rounds of his morning chores, no instructions if he worked alone, no corrections, no reminders to conform. The hours before dawn were his alone, the one time of each day when he owned himself entirely. Jeremiah had discovered that solitude was personal, more personal than anything else he had known. On the back porch, he stuffed his feet into his cold boots and laced them, hooked his suspenders to the buttons on his plain denim trousers, and closed the hooks on his short denim waist jacket. Reaching down for the green Coleman lantern, he gave the pump several adept strokes and lit the silk mantle with a wooden match. Then he rolled his thin collar up and stepped off the porch into the rain. School would close soon for summer, he thought. He set the lantern on the muddy ground outside the massive sliding doors to the Red Bank barn. School wasn't so bad, and summers could be long. So why did Gross Daddy speak so bitterly of school?